This is 2013 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
In just a moment, we're going to catch up with Danish singer Moo, who was recently in the country. In fact, this week, she was just here for a short period of time. She was actually accepting an award from the Crown Prince couple from Denmark as part of the celebrations of the 40th anniversary of the Opera House. They decided to have the award ceremony out here. She took away $10,000, Australian equivalent in Danish kroner, for being one of the rising talents on the Danish music scene. We didn't so much speak about that, rubbing shoulders with Danish royalty being in Australia, but she was here just for one performance in Sydney, and we've been playing a couple of tracks from her leading up to the release of her debut EP on Friday. She has been working with Diplo a little bit. She's also, after leaving Australia, heading off to Europe to support Major Lazer. So we got her into the studios. I had a bit of a chat to her to find out a little bit of the background of Moo, and you'll hear some of that stuff from her brand new EP in just a moment. On Triple J, that is Danish singer Moo, and her very first single came out around about February, March of this year. It's called Pilgrim. She's just put out her debut EP, came out on Friday. It's called Bikini Days. We're going to hear another taste of the new music from Moo in just a moment. But Moo is Karen Marie Aarsted, a Danish singer, 25 years of age, and she's hailed as one of the rising stars on the Danish music scene. She's heading off overseas after her brief visit to Australia this week to support Major Lazer around Europe. But I got her into the Triple J studios this week to catch up with her to find out about what's in store for her and her background as a musician. Now, I had to start with the name. Moo is the correct pronunciation. It's actually spelled in Danish M with the O and that symbol, that slash symbol through the O. I don't know what it's called. But anyway, it is pronounced Moo, and I had to find out where the name came from.
It comes from, I mean, it's my initials because my name is, as you said before, Karen Marie Aarsted. So it's like Marie and Aarsted, that makes Moo.
What about Karen? You left Karen out.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's also because my great-grandfather, he was an artist and his name was Mogens Aarsted, and he also used Moo as his signature on his paintings.
Oh, really? Was he very successful?
Well, he was not like a very popular one, but he was good, yeah.
Okay. Is this an artistic family that you've come from? What about your parents? Are they into the performing arts or arts generally?
No, I mean, my mom is very interested in art and my father is also creative, but none of them are musicians or artists or anything.
Okay. What inspired you to get into music then?
It was actually when I was seven, I had my first record, my own record, and it was Spice Girls. And I was just like, okay, I want to be a pop star because I want to do that. I want to do what they do.
And the Spice Girls was a life-changing moment for you.
Yeah, well, I guess it was. You know, at that time, as a seven-year-old girl, the Spice Girls just really appealed to me. Like, oh, yeah, you know. I thought that they were talking to me, you know, in a way. Like, it was just so appealing for a young girl, like these five strong women, like, oh, you know, it was so easy to relate to. And I was just, okay, I just want to do what they do.
So from the age of seven onwards, were you always singing? Were you always dancing? Were you always kind of getting into something along those lines?
Yeah, well, from when I was seven and I decided I wanted to be a pop star, it was just because my parents at that time inherited this piano from my great-grandmother, but none in the family could play it. So I was just, okay, now when I've decided to be a pop star, I have to start making songs, you know. And so I just started to play on this piano and started to write songs. Then, you know, then I became very addictive to writing music because it suddenly became my platform for expressing myself. And so ever since, I've just been making songs.
Before you've become Moo, you were just mentioning to me before that you're actually, were you in a punk band at one point?
Yeah, I was in a punk band for 5 years and we toured Europe and a bit of America.
What was the name of the punk band?
It was Moi. And it means mother in Danish.
Moi.
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 Yeah. Moo and moi.
Yeah.
You've got a thread happening here. Yeah. Were you any good, the band?
I mean, it sounded horrible, but it was so much fun. And we had a lot, I mean, we had an underground hit. It was a very, I don't know if I can say the title because it was very...
Was it in English or Danish?
It was in Danish.
What was it in Danish?
In Danish, it was Fusited Face.
And does that translate into something very rude?
Yeah.
Give it a shot. We can always bleep it out.
Okay. It was Pussy in Your Face.
Okay. That's okay. We can let that one fly. Did you write that song for them?
No, it was me and a good friend of mine. We wrote it together.
Okay.
In our little trashy apartment. We were just like, we got to make some girl punk music.
I was going to say, it's a strong feminist anthem, that one. And it was a hit. Yeah. Whereabouts was it a hit? In Denmark? Or
yeah, in Denmark, yeah. It was like an underground hit.
Very different though, because
you're
making pop music now as opposed to the sort of punk music before.
Like I said, it was very trashy and very, very DIY, but we just had so much fun doing it. And it was also because it was very political left field, you know, it was very much about being attitude-ish and about fuck the society and stuff like that, you know. We wanted to make them shake.
And you got that out of your system, and did you then think, I'm going to get into doing something along the lines of Moo now?
Yeah, I thought like during the punk band period of time, I was like, okay, I want to try to make something that's a bit more me and honest, you know, like, you know, just like I wanted to try and make something more personal, you know. And so I started with this. But when I started with this, it was also very different from what it is now, because it takes some time to dare to be yourself in the music and dare to let go and just open up and say what you want to say. It's always easier to hide behind a filter and being like attitude-ish and but, you know, to write songs that are personal can be a challenge. But
so at what stage are you now? Are you totally comfortable about it, or are you still learning to, you know, be that open?
I think I'm always learning, you know. All of us always, you know, we learn all the time. But I think I'm better at being personal and daring to be personal, because it seems that people want you to be honest in your music. That's when people feel your music. That's when you're being true and honest to your audience.
On Triple J, that is the Danish singer Moo, having a chat to me this week while she was briefly in the country. Rumours are spreading that she will be back mid-year for some big dates. But here is her latest music from the EP, which came out on Friday. This track is called Never Wanna Know.
Oh.